Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Read items 1A and 2A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B or C, for each item.
A new study by University of California at San Francisco researchers have found that people who use both cannabis and tobacco have significantly higher rates of depression and anxiety compared with those who use either substance alone or not at all. To reach their findings, the researchers analyzed the responses from nearly 54,000 Americans to questions about tobacco and cannabis use over a 30-day period, and then compared those results with monthly assessments of the participants' mental health status. Study authors say that understanding the link between the use of both cannabis and tobacco with mental health issues could lead to more effective prevention and treatment options.
Read items 3A and 4A. Listen again and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
A new study by University of California at San Francisco researchers have found that people who use both cannabis and tobacco have significantly higher rates of depression and anxiety compared with those who use either substance alone or not at all. To reach their findings, the researchers analyzed the responses from nearly 54,000 Americans to questions about tobacco and cannabis use over a 30-day period, and then compared those results with monthly assessments of the participants' mental health status. Study authors say that understanding the link between the use of both cannabis and tobacco with mental health issues could lead to more effective prevention and treatment options.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
And my producers tell me that your real name is Joe. Uh-huh. All this time, I thought you were J.K. J.K.
Yeah.
But J.K. is...
It's because my British publisher, when the first book came out, thought this is a book that will appeal to boys, but they didn't want the boys to know a woman had written it. So they said to me, could we use your initials? And I said, fine, I only have one initial. I don't have a middle name.
Middle name.
So I took my favorite grandmother's name, Kathleen.
Joanne Kathleen. When we came, just arrived yesterday, it was beautiful.
Scotland is beautiful.
It's stunning. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It's stunning.
Yeah. And the green is greener than any green I've ever seen.
It's gorgeous.
Other than Ireland. Yes.
Ireland. Yeah.
So I can understand why you love being here.
Listen again and check your answers.
And my producers tell me that your real name is Joe. Uh-huh. All this time, I thought you were J.K. J.K.
Yeah.
But J.K. is...
Well, it's because my British publisher, when the first book came out, thought this is a book that will appeal to boys, but they didn't want the boys to know a woman had written it. So they said to me, could we use your initials? And I said, fine, I only have one initial. I don't have a middle name.
Middle name.
So I took my favorite grandmother's name, Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Kathleen, yeah.
Joe Kathleen.
Joanne Kathleen.
When we came, just arrived yesterday, it was beautiful.
Scotland is beautiful.
It's stunning, yeah.
Gorgeous.
It's stunning.
Yeah. And the green is greener than any green I've ever seen.
It's gorgeous.
Other than Ireland, yes.
Ireland, yeah.
So I can understand why you love being here.
Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Is there something about being here in this particular hotel where we are that you thought would be particularly stimulating to your creative process, and that's why you wanted to come here?
As I was finishing Deathly Hallows, there came a day where the window cleaner came, the kids were at home, the dogs were barking, and I could not work. And this light bulb went on over my head, and I thought, I can throw money at this problem. I can now solve this problem. I thought, I can go to a quiet place. So I came to this hotel because it's a beautiful hotel, but I didn't intend to stay here. So the first day's writing went well, so I kept coming back to this hotel, and I ended up finishing the last of the Harry Potter books in this hotel.
Listen again and check your answers.
Is there something about being here in this particular hotel where we are that you thought would be particularly stimulating to your creative process, and that's why you wanted to come here?
As I was finishing Deathly Hallows, there came a day where the window cleaner came, the kids were at home, the dogs were barking, and I could not work. And this light bulb went on over my head, and I thought, I can throw money at this problem. I can now solve this problem. I thought, I can go to a quiet place. So I came to this hotel because it's a beautiful hotel, but I didn't intend to stay here. So the first day's writing went well, so I kept coming back to this hotel, and I ended up finishing the last of the Harry Potter books in this hotel.
Activity 3. Read items 11A to 14A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
There was always something special about Malala. Even as a toddler, she was drawn to the classroom of her father, who is a teacher and a schoolmaster. Before she was old enough to attend school, she'd sit with his students. She would listen intently, absorbing every lesson. By the time she was 11, Malala was secretly sending her journal to the BBC. She called it The Diary of a Pakistani Girl. She wrote of her homeland. There is no peace. It is beautiful, but there is no peace. Her favorite pink dress, she wrote, could put her in danger. The Taliban disapproved of bright colors. But the only thing that really mattered to Malala was school. Her passion for learning would become far more dangerous than a pink dress, and Malala knew it. And yet, she kept speaking out. I don't mind if I have to sit on the floor at school, she wrote. All I want is an education, and I am afraid of no one. Her father always thought the Taliban would come for him, not for his daughter, not for a little girl. But they did. Which one of you is Malala? The gunman asked, as he and the others stormed the school bus on October 12th. And here is what the gunmen and the Taliban accomplished on that day. They shot her at point-blank range in the head.
Activity 4. Read items 15A to 17A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So you've got lots of kids, Jane. What's it like having a big family?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's very unusual, especially here in Greece. We have five children and people always say five. How is that possible? They find it very, very unusual. We had three and then a 5-year gap and then two more. So what that meant was is the older children really had to learn responsibility because they looked after the younger ones. Oh. And if I think about my elder son, the youngest one was born when Sotiris was 9. And so if I compared Sotiris with other boys of his age, Sotiris was much more caring, much more responsible because he was aware that he had to look after his younger brother. And I think those are very important skills for teenage boys to learn now. Read items 18A to 20A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Yes, well, when I was a child, I was brought up in Ireland, and the average family size at that time was 8. And in fact, next-door neighbours had 26 children. But they were a very, very happy family because the older children, as you said, seemed to take responsibility for the younger ones and on the way down. So, and all of them were extremely successful in life.
Yeah. And I think it's a more natural way of doing things. I think one problem is now we have one or two children and they think that they are the center of the world. Whereas if you're part of 5 or 10 or 21, you know you're not.
Part B. Activity 1. Read items 1B to 5B. Listen and fill in the gaps.
During this first lesson, you'll learn all about the main hand and foot controls, how to move away safely from the side of the road, and then pull up safely again. The steering wheel is used to turn the front wheels when changing direction. If you imagine the steering wheel to be a clock face with the...
A lot of parents think they have to hold on to the back run along and the kid has to fall over a few times, and it's not true. There really is a much easier way to learn.
Well, the technique is we take the pedals off and lower the seat so that the person who's learning can rest their feet flat on the ground, try and lift their feet off the ground and roll. And the idea here is that we're teaching them the balancing first.
When you've gathered all your wood, or you've sent your friends to do it, you need to sort the timber into different sizes. So once you've started it, you need to keep feeding it to keep it alive. It needs heat, it needs fuel, and it needs air. So we've got our fuel, we've got that sorted. Now we need to look at our heat. I've got matches. Also, I've got a backup. I've got a cigarette lighter in my pack if I need to.
Oh boy, it's time to clean up our mess. Okay, the first thing we need to do is to put some detergent in a clean sink or dishpan. Go ahead and add it in here. And then we're going to fill it up about half full with clean water. That's as hot as you can stand to put your hands into. Then while this is filling up.
You will need a fitted sheet, a flat sheet, a blanket, comforter, or quilt, two pillows, two pillowcases, and a duvet. Step 1. Stretch the top two corners of the fitted sheet over the two corners at the top end of the mattress. Step 2. Pull the sheet tight and stretch the bottom two corners over the bottom corners of the mattress.
Listen again and check your answers.
During this first lesson, you'll learn all about the main hand and foot controls, how to move away safely from the side of the road, and then pull up safely again. The steering wheel is used to turn the front wheels when changing direction. If you imagine the steering wheel to be a clock face with the...
A lot of parents think they have to hold on to the back run along and the kid has to fall over a few times, and it's not true. There really is a much easier way to learn.
Well, the technique is we take the pedals off and lower the seat so that the person who's learning can rest their feet flat on the ground, try and lift their feet off the ground and roll. And the idea here is that we're teaching them the balancing first.
When you've gathered all your wood, or you've sent your friends to do it, you need to sort the timber into different sizes. So once you've started it, you need to keep feeding it to keep it alive. It needs heat, it needs fuel, and it needs air. So we've got our fuel, we've got that sorted. Now we need to look at our heat. I've got matches. Also, I've got a backup. I've got a cigarette lighter in my pack if I need to.
Four B.
Oh boy, it's time to clean up our mess. Okay, the first thing we need to do is to put some detergent in a clean sink or dishpan. Go ahead and add it in here. And then we're going to fill it up about half full with clean water. That's as hot as you can stand to put your hands into. Then while this is filling up.
Five B.
You will need a fitted sheet, a flat sheet, a blanket, comforter, or quilt, two pillows, two pillowcases, and a duvet. Step 1. Stretch the top two corners of the fitted sheet over the two corners at the top end of the mattress. Step 2. Pull the sheet tight and stretch the bottom two corners over the bottom corners of the mattress.
Activity 2. Read items 6B to 10B. Listen once and fill in the gaps. Six B.
Legend has it that my father once wrestled a black bear in Baluchistan with his bare hands. If the story had been about anyone else, it would have been dismissed as exaggeration. But no one ever doubted that the story about Baba was not true.
Seven B.
My father was a force of nature, a towering specimen with a thick black beard, a wayward crop of curly brown hair, hands that looked capable of uprooting a small tree.
8B.
In the late 1960s, Baba decided to build an orphanage. Baba paid for the construction. He personally funded the entire project, paying for the engineers, plumbers, and laborers, and all the licenses.
9B.
On the day of the opening ceremony, I sat behind Baba on the podium. It was a windy day, and he asked me to hold his hat for him. I was glad to, because everyone would see that he was my father, my Baba.
10B.
But people were always doubting him. They told Baba that running a business wasn't in his blood, and he should study law like his father. So Baba proved them all wrong by becoming one of the richest merchants in Kabul. He and his friend built a very profitable carpet exporting business, two pharmacies, and a restaurant.
6. Λήξη της εξέτασης.